This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Earnings season is upon us. It is well underway, truth be told, and so far corporate profits have been pretty good. Surprisingly good, actually. Most of the companies in the S&P 500 that have reported so far have beaten analysts' expectations. Tomorrow, we're going to hear from biggies like Apple and Archer Daniels Midland and Allstate as well. Marketplace's Amy Scott looks at what corporate health can tell us about the strength of this economy.
Ford, Facebook, HSBC, Samsung all had better than expected profits last quarter. Kevin Nicholson is chief market strategist at Riverfront Investment Group. He says of the S&P 500 companies that have reported so far,
about 77% have had positive earnings surprises. And for those companies that have surprised, they have surprised on average by about 5%.
Meaning they made on average 5% more money than analysts predicted. Nicholson says some of that is from companies talking down expectations amidst weak economic growth in the first part of the year. But analysts say energy companies have benefited from stabilizing oil prices, banks are profiting from rising interest rates, and Quincy Crosby, chief market strategist with Prudential Financial, says exporters are cashing in on the weaker dollar.
That's helped underpin the results coming from companies that, you know, have a good portion of their sales overseas.
Eventually, those higher profits should be passed on to workers in the form of higher wages. But Samir Samana, a strategist with the Wells Fargo Investment Institute, says if you look back at the economic recovery so far,
corporate profitability has grown at a much faster pace than wage growth. And so companies have taken up a larger and larger share of GDP and left less for the consumers and for the workers.
Analysts will be watching for better wage growth in the July employment report out this Friday. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.